Today is the feast day of St. Vincent de Paul, wonderful priest and spiritual director. He's called the Apostle of Charity. He was the Mother Teresa of the 17th century. He would walk the streets and pick up abandoned babies, and he founded orphanages and religious congregations. His life is so inspiring because he made the world a much better place through the religious orders that he founded, and then from the other organizations that have been started because of the example of St. Vincent de Paul, who's the patron saint of all charitable organizations and all works of mercy. He was born in France in the year 1580 into a very poor family, a peasant family, one of six children. He was educated by the Franciscans as a young man, entered the seminary at a very young age, was ordained at the early age of 20, and really for a number of years he lived a rather ordinary life, sort of a comfortable life, being an abbot of a monastery and then chaplains to different royal families. But then his life began to change as he would walk into the streets of Paris and see the poor and these abandoned babies and all the galley slaves that were brought over from Africa. And he began to have a conversion within his priesthood. He began to visit these hospitals, these prisons, these slave galleys. He helped to free 1,200 slaves. He then gathered other young men around him, and they began to do these works of mercy. And they became known as the Vincentians, or the Congregation of the Mission. He would work closely with St. Louise de Marillac, and together they would form the Sisters of Charity, also known as the Daughters of Charity. He would establish this congregation for men, the Vincentians, and then for women, the Daughters of Charity. And it was at their convent in 1830, about 100 years or so after his death, that our Blessed Mother would appear to one of those sisters and give the miraculous medal. That was St. Catherine Laboure. In fact, it's an interesting story because Catherine Laboure had a dream, had a vision one night as a young girl. This elderly man appeared to her and told her to join the congregation. And so the next day she went down and visited this order, and they accepted her, and they were walking down the hall, and she saw a painting of this elderly gentleman who had appeared to her in her dream, and it was St. Vincent de Paul. So Catherine Laboure was sort of handpicked by the founder, Vincent de Paul, to join that order. It was also after that that Our Lady appeared to another religious sister in that community and gave the green scapular. So you all know about the brown scapular, but the green scapular was manifested to one of the other nuns in this same order of the Daughters of Charity. St. Vincent de Paul helped to fight Jansenism, a terrible heresy raging in France at the time. He believed that we had to reform the clergy by good seminaries, and so he would have the Vincentians teach in seminaries. They would also do parish missions, and they've done these now for the last couple hundred years, going around to different churches and doing parish missions. Saint Vincent de Paul, during his life, wrote over 3,000 letters of spiritual direction. He died at the age of 80 in the year 1660. He's buried in Paris, right around the corner from the Rue de Bac, the Shrine of the Miraculous Medal. He was canonized in 1737, and the order that Mother Seton would establish in America was the Daughters of Charity, which became the second largest order of women in the world. So you see the far-reaching effect of this one man who would just pick up babies, abandoned babies off the street, and start a little orphanage. Imagine how he would inspire, of course, all these Daughters of Charity, Sisters of Charity throughout the world. Mother Seton herself, after her conversion to the Catholic faith, joined his order and helped establish it in Baltimore and Emmitsburg. And then, in the year 1833, a young man would be so inspired by the life of St. Vincent de Paul that he founded the St. Vincent de Paul Society in Paris in 1833. That was Frederick Ozanam, who's now beatified. And then in 1921, out of that, Frank Duff would found the Legion of Mary, which now has over 3 million active members, 10 million auxiliary members. So imagine the great impact of this one saint, St. Vincent de Paul, who, because of his holiness and his love of Christ and the poor, had this ripple effect of helping to establish so many organizations, societies, congregations that would greatly bless the church and the world. I give you a blessing now with the relic of St. Vincent de Paul. Through the intercession of St. Vincent de Paul, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.